we're live. Lord, we bless the word. May anything in us that would obstruct your word and your light just disappear. Thank you. Okay, first of all, just listen, okay? I'm going to read to you. Not very much, but I just want you to listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. The word light there means radiance, like illumination. We all now share in that light. Some know, some don't. There's only one life in the world, and that's the life of God, and that's our light. Ephesians 5 says that we are the light now. Where did light come from? Well, if we go back to Genesis 1, there's a little thing there. In verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. It's simple for God, isn't it? He just says something and it happens. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. See, God already separated the light from the darkness. We're the only creatures on the planet that have problems with that. You realize that? Every animal is just in the light. But humans, they carry around, not they, but we carry around darkness in our heads. It's in our minds, our emotions. God separated light from darkness. We just haven't figured out how to go along with that, have we? We tolerate a mixture. It's not good. Let's look at Matthew 6, if we could. And in verse 22, now this is also repeated in Luke 11:33, just if you want to look at both of them another time. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? I'm sure Jesus confused a lot of people with the way he phrased things. But the first mention there, the lamp, it's talking about a lamp. But where he says that your whole body will be full of light, it's radiance. So your whole body will be illuminated. I think the most critical thing in the walk with God is just to allow His light to fill every part of us. And maybe just soaking in the presence of God will help. I felt that this morning, that it would have been beneficial for us just to soak in His presence. It's hard for us to not have activity. We're so prone to that. But contemplating God is the highest form of activity anyone can have. If you flip back one page in Matthew 5, in verse 14, He says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." To the evangelicals, I would say, this is how you evangelize the world. Just shine. Don't talk. Just shine. Because when we talk, it gets mixed up. In John 17, you know, Jesus is praying before His crucifixion, and He says in verse 24, I'm going to look that up. I wasn't going to, but I need to look at it. John 17, 24, He says, "Father, I want those You have given Me to be with Me where I am and to see My glory." See, that's the most important thing, is for us to be present with Him and to see His radiance. If we don't see His radiance, we're not going to radiate. It's so beautiful. You know, it's not enough just to accept Christ. Well, yeah, it is. I'm saved now. So what? It's not enough. How many lights do you have in your house? One? Or do you have one in every room? Or maybe more than one in every room? I have six in my living room. See, one light doesn't do it all. As we soak in His presence and allow the light to go through us in a deeper and deeper way, then other areas are lit up, and then we will truly radiate. When I first started coming here in the mid-90s, I'm sure I was a piece of work. I had a lot of rough edges. And one of the rough edges I had was, I had not been able to deal with the fact that I was given up for adoption as a baby. Well, I was given to two parents that loved me to death. That's a good thing. You know, they sacrificed for me. Sometimes my mom didn't eat, but my brother and I did. You know, when my dad was out on a ship, he was in the Navy. But I couldn't shake this feeling of being rejected. And I lived with that my whole life. So here I am, you know, in my 40s at that time. And I was in a counseling session, and somehow I was able to see what God was showing me, and He opened it up, and I saw myself as an infant in the womb. God was there, and there was light all around me. And all of a sudden, it was okay. And I've never struggled with feeling rejected since. I think there's two ways we deal with things. If it's too painful to look at, and that was probably my situation, we just push it back or push it down. The other way we deal with it is denial. We just won't even accept that we could have a problem. Either way encapsulates an area of darkness. And this is poisonous to us. Ever had a cat that got in a fight at night and then they get this abscess because they got, you know, pricked by the other cat's claw? And it's encapsulated and it's poisonous. And the only way to fix it is to open it up to the light so it can heal. We're the only ones that live in duality. Accepting darkness when we're creatures of light. Remember the story of Naaman, the Syrian commander? He had leprosy, and he went to Elijah. Elijah didn't even come out to see him. He sent his servant out. He said, go wash in the Jordan and be healed, right? So he totally crossed this dude. First of all, he didn't come out to even acknowledge him. How would you feel? And then he tells him to go wash in some mud puddle. Apparently now, I saw in the paper, you can step across the Jordan in some places. And it's just a sewage thing now. So they've taken all the water out for drinking. Kind of like the Colorado when it hits Mexico, probably. But here's what I want to say about that. Finally, Naaman went to the Jordan and he washed, right? And what does it say about his flesh? It was like the flesh of a little child. The message to us is when we come to the Lord, not in denial or not in fear of pain, and just allow his light to penetrate us, our emotional state, our heart, our mind will be like the flesh of a little child. We all have wounds. Some are able to cover it up really good. Some of them hang out and we are all seeing it. Okay? That's a message to you guys. We can see it. So please allow the light of the Lord in. Because you're a creature of light. Doesn't that make your heart feel good to think, I'm a creature of light. Christ is light. I'm light. You walk into anywhere and you can just expect the place to be filled with the light of Christ as you enter. Every life touched as you enter. That's radical, huh? It's all in our awareness of who he is and who we are. We are the body of Christ. Well, how many heads have you seen moving around on their own? Maybe Dawn of the Dead or something. But we are the Christ in the earth. Christ can't get around without us. We're the light.